Well, this week is National Legacy Week. Australia's iconic fundraising campaign began back in 1942. And Legacy does, well, very important work, caring for the families of those who served their country. It grew out of the ashes of World War I and still supports around 65,000 families of defence personnel who gave their lives or their health for their country. Now, donations to Legacy help more than 70,000 widows and children who have lost a parent during or after their Defence Force service. And for 75 years, badges have been offered as a token of appreciation for donations made to the public. This year, that's happening on Friday, September 1. This year is also the 75th anniversary of the Kokoda campaign. And to mark this, 23 Legacy Youth, accompanied by 17 current serving Australian Defence Force veterans, will trek the Kokoda Trail or track in Papua New Guinea during the week. So we've got on the line the Legacy Australian Chairman, Tony Ralph. Thanks for your time, Tony.
Warren, thank you very much. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, I've got to say, when we talk about legacy, this is an important point I wanted to start with. It's very much something that is needed in the here and now, even though it was born out of the events of World War I and World War II.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine, isn't it? But it was based on a promise made 100 years ago in France. And as you said, we still have 65,000 widows and children on our books. So, yeah, it is for the here and now. And it is fair to say that most of our widows are elderly. Mm. But increasingly, there are a large number of younger widows. And Legacy in the last few years changed its remit a little. And we now provide legacy support to the families of those who gave their help. So there is, as you well know, there's a large number of young men and women who came back from our recent wars in not the best of shape, and their families can suffer, and Legacy is prepared to step in and do what it can to relieve that suffering.
Yeah, the likes of Afghanistan and Iraq, I presume?
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
And, yeah, I guess that's, I mean, we heard about that in the past. We always have known about the psychological effect to some extent, although I guess it wasn't talked much about. So that's a fairly important point, not only physical health, but also psychological health.
Yeah, it's the mental health. You know, we would wrap it up in that term. Mm. And I think you're quite right. I mean, soldiers have experienced that for generations. I think now we simply have the medical knowledge and probably the courage to talk about it more openly and recognise it for what it is.
Yeah.
And whilst that's part of getting on with it, I think Legacy's role is to say if the veteran is suffering, whether the veteran is a male or a female, there's probably a family that is suffering because of that. And that's what we try and do, try and relieve or alleviate some of that suffering.
Well, that is another element of change as well, I suppose. You did mention women. We've had women, particularly in World War II, etc., but that would be something that would have increased in recent times?
It has increased, and in fact, right here in Brisbane, where I live, I know of at least one widower,
right,
where we provide support to him, and particularly to his children, you know, through camps and assisting with his the education of his children. So, yeah, it is a changing time. It's a changing situation. And widower, it doesn't really matter to us. If you've got a family, we'll look after.
I know you provide support, and as we've been saying, have since 1942, but is that support by funding services or providing services?
Well, it's essentially, we're not in the business of providing a fee for service. What we provide in the first instance is a great deal of care, compassion and understanding, but we then are more than prepared to step in and provide financial support if it's needed, whether short-term or long-term, and providing help with a vast array of what you might call incidentals. You know, a widow who's having difficulty meeting her monthly repayments on rent or whatever it may be, kids who are not, receiving the sort of education support that they should, and with a top-up from Legacy or even their school fees paid by Legacy, can receive the sort of education that they ought to receive and would have received had their parent been with them.
I mentioned in the introduction there, we've got a special event this year for the 75th anniversary of Kokoda.
Yes, we do, and this is very exciting. We had a big launch at Inaugural Barracks on Sunday, We've got 23 young members of the Legacy family and members of the Australian Defence Force who are right now on probably under their tents on the day two of the Kokoda track.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a wonderful initiative between the Australian Defence Force and Legacy. It brings together, you know, the bond between the Australian Defence Force and Legacy, which was born out of war. It makes it relevant to our younger veterans. But I think for the 22 young legatees or young members of the family we've got who are on the track, it's this positive reinforcement that the ADF still cares, the ADF is still there, Legacy is still there, and standing shoulder to shoulder with them on this track is a young veteran who is their mentor and who's been with them for the last few months as they've trained and prepared and got themselves ready for this trek.
Wonderful.
So we think it's a wonderful initiative.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about it. Well, Sunday's the day, Friday's the day, the 1st of September, where I guess we'll see what the people out and about selling the badges.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, you'll probably, if you're in a big city, you'll probably see it before that. But the we call it Legacy Week, but the real day is Friday, this particular coming Friday. And I'd urge everyone to buy a badge and wear it with pride.
Yeah, I hope many people do, as has been the tradition in Australia. It's become a tradition. Yeah. Of that, there's no doubt. Tony, will it...
No, I was just going to say, I think people recognise that Legacy is iconic, it's unique, it's Australian, and we do terrific work for people who genuinely need our services.
Absolutely. Now, wonderful organisation. Thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, mate. Good to talk with you.